All right, here we go. My name is Jeff K, and you're listening to episode 184 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. I'm going to try this again. I started recording this before. I got about 8 minutes into it. Somebody got in the shower. And when somebody gets in the shower down here, the bunker shares a wall with the shower. On the other side of the wall, to my right, is the shower. So when somebody flips that thing on, it sounds like Niagara in here. I sent out an email to everybody, or a text message to everybody in the house, and said, give me 45. That's code for, I'm going to record. Can you guys possibly attempt not to make an enormous amount of noise for the next 45 minutes? And then you can go back to your slamming, crashing, banging, you know, go back to normal, right? But I said, give me 45. And he said, this is the older boy. He has his phone surgically attached to his hand. Somehow didn't see it, you know, and he just went in there and took a shower. Ruined it, destroyed it, just like torpedoed the whole thing. So I was like, what in the hell? Why can't you, you know, this place is a three-ring circus. This is the way, this morning I was awakened at 8 o'clock in the morning. Tony was in the bedroom. Her phone started making some kind of ad was started playing. She was like looking at like Facebook or something, and something started playing, you know, real loud. And she was like, I can't make it stop. I'm like, what the? I'm sleeping. What the? You know? So that's the way the day starts, you know? And then that happened. It's annoying. It's like, I know there's four of us that live here, four adults, difficult, you know, there's going to be these kinds of problems, but it feels like there's too many of them, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. And another annoyance, our dryer stopped working. It still heats, but there's no turning. There's not a bit of tumbling going on with this dryer. There's no tumble action. See, basically, it's like lay your clothes in there and just turn on the heat. I mean, you could stuff it in, you could put it in the oven, turn on the broiler, be the exact same thing, you know. Maybe it's like stuff the oven full of clothes, and the dryer be exactly the same. So that thing doesn't work. Tony called the man, and they don't call back. You know, nobody calls back. Nobody follows through. I don't know what the hell is going on. We can't get anything done. You know, and it's Tuesday now, and I got, you know, we're days into this thing. I had to go to the laundromat yesterday, which I don't like, you know. I mean, what I did was I washed them here. I washed all my clothes here, put them in a clothes, you know, in a basket, and the things were heavy as shit. Things were all wet. It's just a big basket of wet clothes. I was like, holy shit, I'll throw my back out lifting this thing. So I go over there and I take three dryers on the bottom. They're stacked. You know, there's one on top, one on bottom. I take three on the bottom, load them up with quarters, you know, there's no chairs to sit in. There are chairs, but they're all taken up. Place is packed. And I don't want to generalize because there were some normal people there too, but most of the people there were questionable at best. You know what I'm saying? They didn't look too trustworthy. And then this woman came in. So I'm standing around. There's no place to sit. I'm just standing there looking at my phone. And I don't want to leave. I don't want to go sit in my car. And because I don't know. I don't trust. I've had my shit stolen before. I mean, it's been a long time, you know, because I don't go to the laundromat anymore, hardly. But back in the old days, back in Atlanta, I had stuff stolen from me while doing laundry. I mean, what kind of weirdness? What kind of freak steals somebody else's clothes, you know? But anyway, so I don't know. I don't trust. And I look around and it's like, I don't know if I trust any of these people. I might trust that lady right over there. She seems normal. The rest of this crew in here, nah. I don't trust any of them. So I'm standing there looking at my phone, waiting for the stuff to dry. And this woman comes in. She's pulling a hamper, a rolling hamper on wheels. She's got a handle on it, like luggage. She pulls that thing in there, and she stands not too far from me. And she just stands there looking, just watching my clothes go round and round. And I'm like, what the shit's this? You know, what's her story? You know, she's wearing Mickey Mouse stretch pants, and I'm Mister. She's putting quite a stretch on them. You know what I'm saying? Things are packed out, and she's standing there, just staring at my clothes. Going, I was like, what? Does she think those are her clothes, or I don't know? Maybe like there's the chemicals are mixing in a weird way, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm braced for anything, you know. It's like, why is she standing there staring at my clothes going round and round, you know? And so eventually, it's like, I don't know what's going on. And eventually, she takes her stuff out of that rolling hamper and puts it in the washing machine and leaves. I don't know why she stood there for like a solid 5 minutes. I thought she was going to just spring into action, swing open one of those doors and just take off with a bunch of my clothes, just like snatch all my, you know, snatch my shirts or something and take off with them, you know? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's something that passed through my brain, you know? It was like really weird. Why would you come in? It's like, I don't know. Why would you come in, stare for 5 solid minutes at somebody else's clothes in a dryer in a laundromat? You know, am I being unreasonable? All right, so that happened. That sucked. Hated it. It was no good. It was not, you know, it took a long time. I mean, those jeans, my jeans are enormous, man. When those things get wet, it takes it takes a lot to cover all this up, you know. And when that big sheet of denim, those sheets of denim get full of water, man, it takes a lot of quarters, you know. So it took me a long time. I'm surrounded by weirdos. I don't know what the hell's going on. People with like face tattoos, you know, wife beaters. You know, it's not good, you know. I don't like it. And we can't get anybody to call us back. Nobody calls us back. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, we have no dryer, no usable dryer. Throwing everything into disarray. Then I'm being awakened by Facebook ads, and then somebody gets in the shower right in the middle of my 8 minutes into my award-winning podcast. And I have aggravations, my friends. What else I have written down here? Over the weekend, I went over and got a haircut. Long overdue. When I checked in on the app, things said 42-minute wait, so I checked in, and I went over there, and it said, you're up next, so I walked over, and you have to sit outside in some kind of it's cold, you know, I mean, it's warmer than it has been, but they make you sit outside until it's your turn. There's no sitting in there waiting, because if you went in there and sat down in a chair, you're no better than John Wayne Gacy, right? So you have to sit outside. It's cold. And there's a holding pen of losers out there, and I'm one of them, you know. We're all just sitting there looking at each other, looking at our phones like, oh, God, this is where life has brought us, you know, right to this moment, you know. So I finally get a haircut. This woman, I've never seen her before. And you know who I saw in there on Saturday? Fearless, the girl with the fearless tit. She's got the word fearless written like in cursive tattoo on her right breast. The girl with the fearless tit, right? Ah, I thought she was gone. I hadn't seen her in months. She's back in there in action. She didn't cut my hair though. The woman who cut my hair, never seen her before. She seemed kind of hipster, kind of like a hipster, you know. And she was all right, but I don't know. She had opinions, you know. I feel like she would have been, I don't know. But anyway, she cut my hair. And I said, hey, what's the story with that burrito loco over there? Because at work, we get these, we order from this hole-in-the-wall place in Wilkes-Barre called Burrito Loco. And they have this delicious beef stew meat. That's what it is, stew meat taco. With this dipping, you know, it's like a au jus, you know, where you dip it. Oh, it's fantastic, right? And whenever somebody says, hey, would you want something from Burrito Loco? I said, hell yes, I do. Count me in. Put me on the list. So I was over there waiting on getting my hair cut out in that holding pen outside freezing. There's like a brisk wind blowing across my, you know, across my neck, you know. And I'm like, oh, God, Jesus. You know, and I'm out here sitting out there with all these guys, and I look over there, and there's a Burrito Loco in the same shopping center. I'm like, holy mackerel, you know, I had no idea. I wonder if it's the same crew or if it's just a completely different, wonder if they're affiliated, I guess is the question. So I went on my phone, and I found their menu. And it's exactly the same as the one in Wilkes-Barre. I was like, hell yeah, all right. They got these stew beef tacos right in my backyard. Hell yeah. Things are $12.49 for three. Kind of expensive, in my opinion, but really good. So I was getting a haircut by this hipster. And I said, hey, I didn't know that they had a Burrito Loco over here. She goes, yeah, that's only been open for like 2 weeks, or I mean, 2 months, 2 months. I said, 2 months? How did I not know about this? And she goes, everybody here, right after they first opened, everybody here ordered lunch from there, and everybody got sick, you know? Everybody's like E. coli or something. That's what she said, E. coli. I said, well, that's no good. She goes, yeah, I don't. She goes, luckily I was off that day. I wasn't involved in it, but there's no way I'd order anything from there. I said, what the? I've gone to the one in Wilkes-Barre probably 10, 12 times. And I said, it's delicious. It's fantastic. She said, everybody said it was great. It tasted great. Then a couple hours later, they shit themselves into oblivion. That's not exactly the way she put it, but that's what she was implying. I said, well, she goes, I know other people that got sick over there, too. I said, I don't know. Now I'm like kind of, I don't know, this is the kind of stuff you hear, you know. You hear stuff like this, and how much of it's like blown out of proportion. I don't know. It puts a little bit of doubt in the back of my mind. But I'm going to have to try them out, I think. I'm going to have to, I'll be the guinea pig, go over there and order some stew beef tacos, see what happens, see if I'm, you know, sitting on top of the throne for 3 days or something, you know. We'll see. I don't know. But I was excited to see that thing. And then she took the wind out of my sails. And she said, what do you got going on today? I said, we're thinking about going out for a couple beers later, me and my wife. She goes, oh, where do you go? I said, Backyard Ale House. Oh, that's one of my favorite places. I said, yeah, it's great. She goes, have you tried the truffle fries? I said, what the? I said, no. I don't know. I don't really like fungus, you know. But she goes, it's one of my favorite things in the world, truffle fries. She's a hipster. I said, yeah, okay. She goes, I think it's a seasonal, though. I said, yeah, it doesn't matter if it's on their menu or not. I'm not ordering it, so... These are things that are going through my mind. She goes, well, what do you drink there? What kind of alcohol? I said, beer. I said, it's an ale house, you know? She goes, I can't drink beer. I'm a wine connoisseur. I'm a wine snob. I said, okay, well, that's fine. I said, I like the craft beers, and they usually have a pretty good lineup. She goes, yeah, they have, that's what they're known for. So that's why I'm going. So she was all right. But, you know, she's like, eh, I've been around hipsters. Worked in the music industry for 20 years. You know, dime a dozen. But anyway, so that went okay. She did a pretty good job. Had her do my eyebrows, cut my eyebrows, trim them because of the old man thing. I'm getting those little wiry hairs pop out of there like you could pluck one of those things and pop a balloon. You know, just a wire. They just go wild in every direction. You got to keep that shit tamed. You got to knock it down every once in a while. You know, things will get a little too big for the britches. Those eyebrow hairs. This is shit that I've never had to do. I mean, this is like stuff that's in the last 5 years. I mean, I got stuff going on. My whole body's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Like ear hair, like on the edge, like the ear lobe, you know? You got to like trim your earlobes. What the hell's that? That is old man shit. That's what that is, you know? So anyway, she did a good job. Yeah, she went a little heavy-handed, a little deep with the, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, shaved it pretty tight, which is fine. Tighter than normal, but that's fine. I don't care. Not, you know, what am I going to win some awards? You know, I don't think so. So it'll just add another week to my, you know, when I have to go back, right? It's very short. Very military-like. All right. So that happened. And the Burrito Loco, I don't know. I'm gonna test it out. These are these kind of things. They get reputations. And I don't know. I'm going to test it out. We did go to Backyard Ale House late Saturday afternoon, like 4 o'clock. You have to do appointments there. You have to have reservations. So I went online, made a reservation. You have to put a credit card in there. It says if you don't show, they're going to charge you $50. So I made reservations for 4 o'clock. We went down there, and it was packed. It was a wonderful thing to see, you know. The place was bustling. You know, there were people inside, outside. The outside is under a tent. They have the backyard, which is the patio in the back. They had a big tent over it because it's, you know, cold. And then they got those heaters in there. It's nice. It's fine. And so we sat out back. And their beer list, however, had 8 beers on it. It had 1 IPA, and I tried to order that, and they said, "Oh, we don't have any. That keg is, you know, it kicked." And I'm like, "What the?" Like, usually their list is like 50. And Tony said something about, "You know, your beer list isn't." He goes, yeah, we're afraid, you know, we got burned too many times with these lockdowns. We're afraid, you know, afraid to go out on a limb and buy these expensive kegs of beer from these craft breweries. And then they have a lockdown and we have to toss it all. So we're being very cautious. It's like, I looked at the list and it's like Miller Lite and Blue Moon and Guinness, you know. Shit like that. And I'm like, what the? This place is like a beer snob tavern, you know, and they got nothing. So Tony ordered some kind of weird shit that was called Leprechauns Love Milkshakes Too or something like that. I'm like, what the? He goes, you want me to bring out a sample? You can test it. You can taste what it's like. And the stuff was like green. It looked like palm olive liquid dishwashing soap, you know. And I was like, no way. I said, that's not. I said, you can count me out on that shit. And the guy's laughing, you know. Tony goes, I think it tastes pretty good. I'll have one of those. I was like, whatever, you know. So she had this palm olive, a pint of palm olive. And the girl that brought it back goes, be careful because that's a slow drinker. I'm like, for me, it's a no drinker because that shit looked nasty. And I didn't like the taste of it either. She goes, to each their own, you know. She didn't want to hear that. But anyway, so I had a can. You have to order. I mean, they didn't have anything on tap. It's like in at the Backyard Ale House. I mean, unless you want a Guinness. What the? No. So anyway. So we sat there. Place was packed. I mean, it was like, the place was rambunctious. There were like large groups of people in there. Everybody's, seemed like some of them had been there quite a while because there was a lot of shouting and stuff. I was like, yes, it's finally getting back to normal because we go there every once in a while. Deader and Kelsey's nuts, you know. But it feels like things are turning. You know, things are going in the right direction. There are these four girls in there. They look like they were like, I don't know. They were wearing leather pants and shit. They were like screaming, yelling, just like taking all kinds of like selfies, making those stupid duck face poses and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, they were making so much noise. One of them kept clapping like real loud. Like, I don't even know how you would clap so loud. Just like loud and fast clapping every once in a while. Just a burst of quick, loud clapping. Like, what the hell? Shut it up. You know, knock it off. These people are the most annoying people I've ever seen in my life. And they thought they were cute. You know, you know what I'm talking about. I guarantee you, none of those girls had an original thought in their heads. You know, I could just tell by the way, and it was just like, and then there was this other group of four girls sitting at another table. They're just like normal. I'm like, Tony goes, which one, if you were young and you were, I said, no. She goes, which one would be more attractive to you? And I said, well, that would be easy. It would be these normal, just the regular girls over here. Those four are annoying, like wildly annoying, right? But it was great to see all these people out and the rambunctiousness. The guy said they're going to lift the some of the restrictions next week. We're going to get 10 additional beers on tap. So things are starting to go in the right direction. It was fun. We went down, you know, just having some fun, just having a quick outing. We had two beers each. Well, Tony had one. Tony drank that pint of Palmolive. I had two cans of beer, which one of them cost $10. $10 for a can of beer. Like, what the? I mean, this is outrageous. But anyway, it was fun. It was a good, you know, it's been a while since we got out. It was good to see it packed like that. Let's see what else. Yesterday I was sitting up in the dining room having lunch, leftover spaghetti from the night before, and some salad with the French dressing. And I'm sitting there, and my son, the younger boy, who's in college, and of course it's all from home. You can't actually go to the college. So he's taking all his classes on his laptop, you know. And for some reason he can't get his headphones aren't working. So you can hear everything that's being said in this class. So I'm sitting across from him. He's sitting, you know, we're sitting on both sides of the table, and he's in class, and I'm only paying attention, eating my lunch. And I hear this woman, for some reason, they're talking about funerals and stuff. And I asked him, I said, what class is this? It's like everything was about funerals. He goes, it's writing and editing. I said, why the funerals? I don't know. Well, I don't understand. He goes, I don't know. Who the hell knows? So I'm sitting there eating, and I hear this woman, she goes, yeah, unfortunately, I had a series of heart attacks and strokes before I was 25 years old. I'm like, what the series? She goes, so I don't want my daughter to be saddled with any kind of funeral arrangements or anything. I don't want her to have to do it. So I've made all my arrangements, but you know, even though I'm young, you know, I've already made all my arrangements for my funeral. You know, I have very strong opinions on how that should work. And she goes, I found this place down near Allentown in Bethlehem where you can just be like tossed into an open trench in a burlap sack. Because like they just toss you into a into an open pit inside of a burlap sack. And she goes, it's very eco-friendly. You know, it's inexpensive. I'm like, what the shit? I was like laughing hysterically. And he goes, and I said, you know, I was just like buckled over in laughter over there. And he goes, these classes are like the dullest things. And then as soon as you sit down, then somebody says something weird like that. But anyway, it was thrown into an open trench down in Bethlehem in a burlap sack. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny, you know. And then they were talking about all kinds of other stuff. You know, they're talking about how some of these funeral homes will, like, pose the person. There's, like, a woman sitting at a kitchen table posed. She's dead. But they have her posed with a 30-pack of Busch Light and a cigarette, you know. I'm like, what the? You know, people want them to have the deceased, like, instead of in a casket, you know, the viewing, they want them to be in their natural habitat. So there's like literally a woman, they were talking about a woman sitting at her at her dining room table with a 30-pack of Busch Light and a cigarette, and she's sitting there. And then the people who come to the viewing can take a look, take a gander at this monstrosity. But anyway, so that was interesting. That was an interesting plate of spaghetti, you know. So anyway, we're at the end of this thing. I'm tired as shit. I got awakened by that. You know, I took Monday off. It's the first day I've taken off all year. It's the first time I've tapped in to my PTO/floating holiday fund. And we're already a fourth of the way into the year, and I haven't had a day off. Very tired. But then, so I take a day off to get myself rested up, and I go right back into it, tired. And then tomorrow, get this, I have to go to an eye appointment, eye doctor, at 8:45. Tony said, why in the world did you make an appointment like that? I said, I don't know, because it was like a year out. I think it was the last time I went there. They said, we need to see you in a year. And I said, all right. And then she said, how's 8:45? I'm like, oh, that's a year from now. I don't give a shit, you know. And now here I am, 8:45. And I got 8:45. I went to get up at like 7 or something. This is insane. What am I doing to myself? So tomorrow I'm going to feel like a zombie, as that guy used to say. Anyway, enough bitching. Enough of my bitching. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want 2 a week, easy to do. Head on over to Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a patronage. The $4 level will get you an extra episode every week, a bonus episode every week. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/Jeff K. Also, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call the hotline 24 hours a day. 570-290-8151 is the number. Again, 570-290-8151. Give me a call 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter. It's voicemail, you know. So also, if you want to send me an email, you can send that over to surfreportpod@gmail.com and follow my antics, my exploits in the $10 scratch-off project at the WBSR.com/scratch-off. I'm 10 weeks in. I've forked over $100 so far. I'm buying one $10 scratch-off a week, $100 into this thing. So if you want to see how I'm doing, head on over to the WBSR.com/scratch-off. All right, we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back soon over at Patreon. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I'll see you. Bye. Fearless, the girl with the fearless tit.